מוקצה, שים את הידי הגוי, שלא קר מנכס מוקצה, זה יתה, אתה לא גוי מי הקן לנצ'אפס. שוי, מוקצה, שוי. What does it mean? Fine. V'akorcha mishom, d'mei kora b'shaz kiddush, lo hoysa daito la hashov. You see, he did not intend to stall, so the lights blew out. That's what's not a problem. The kashi effect of Yalocha. What kind of ride they're bringing from that Gemara? Dilma shiny house of that. What does it mean? Fine. V'al korcha mishom, d'mei kora b'shaz kiddush, lo hoysa daito la hashov. He did not intend to stall, so the lights blew out. That's what's not a problem. The kashi effect of Yalocha. What kind of ride they're bringing from that Gemara? Dilma shiny house of the Hashihi, a house of the Dvar Mashem Tzorach Suda. Abel the Dvar Mashem Tzorach Suda, Yesh Loma came and Akal Ponim Yitzik Ben Akidish Lesuda, Lomani Mashem Adam Mitzchila Bishas Kiddish Lelo Hafsin. Kech lo ma'an le nishin im mokom av shishin er gaf akaf raka de onus kumayt de rahuna. Whoops, he doesn't like the raya. Maybe if it's considered tzorach suda, it should be different. He has no teretz. He has no real teretz, right? He has the kasha. The whole proof is in this Gemara. And this Gemara is not really a good proof because they have a delay in tzorach suda. The candle's what happened. We do candle. You start out a delay of 10 minutes for no reason. Maybe Taka would be a hefsek, even though he didn't have a mind originally to have a hefsek. He used the word 10 minutes and he threw out a number. He doesn't know what the number really should be. What should the number be, as a matter of fact? Should it be more? Should it be less? I don't know. What do you say? Did they give an answer or did not give an answer to this kasha? There's no answer. No, there's no raya from the Gemara. You can say it without a raya, but there's no raya. There's another point to Mishnah Berurah. V'da'od lo nucha l'meila v'maisi d'rafuna rak alhem shem z'man mu'ot av l'zman berurah v'en shem raya v'sham. Because we have to roll. How long would it take to bring a candle? 5 minutes. V'ev shem d'mishamachi d'yeg ha'chayodam v'kosu shehutzref l'isho z'ed z'man ach b'shari akman lo kosu z'kosu z'oshan z'ed. So again, it's a problem. So what is this man? We'll see soon. Vital. V'da'ot sh'mashka sapti b'mishnah berurah sh'kiddush b'cheder zeh v'kulei o mi'ara le'igra v'idei ha'alicha, he was still, it took time. Kenmuchach ba'ogur sh'kosev afilu b'olso moko hakol kamo sh'kosev v'senem b'darkei Moshe. אבל אם הויסה דייטה לכל שם מיד, אפילו אם הויה נהולת לדרך גודל בתוך כך שו עד שמגיע לשם, חושב מקום סוד לפי הרישלמי. אפילו בטרק גדול, חושב כי מפינה לפינה כמו מקום סוד, I go from one corner of this humongous room to another. סיד המקום סוד. אני בדרך גודל. It's a mistake. Should be דרך גד. That's quite a typo. If it's דרך גודל, should be דרך גד. That'll solve the problem. Problems. That's what he says. Alright. Fine. Now, so this entire Shehiyah is, so it's called a Tzorach Suda. Right? Because it comes out, it's all a Tzorach Suda. Well, if he's there, the last two lines of Yalach. Well, this could cloud the Ogre did Shehiyah lehem, the Machma Shemitzchilo, Ayadat, the Shlo, the Hashem. Shani Ocha, Tashiyah, Hayat, Hoysa, Ba'aliyah. Should the tzorach hasuda, the chashav shia klal. So from top to bottom, he doesn't like the Ramah. He said that maybe if it's a shehiya, this shehiya is a problem, irrespective of what you were thinking b'shas kiddush. You want to do it right away or not? It should be irrelevant. There's no good source in your makel. The gemara is no source. The ogre goes no. There's no good source at all for your makel. So Mishnah Berurah wanted not to be machmir, even if you had in mind to have to be right away. The kavah cholam he didn't. Now one major question remains. What's the definition of what? Of a shahiyah? How long? You have to make some student biyah. What? How can it be? obviously have to wash. We pass them against the Yagnus. We'll get that later, the Rambam. We wash after Kiddush. All right, so the question is, but that's already happening. You go wash, you have 10 people in the house, everyone goes to wash, it takes time. You can't, 20 people around the table, everyone goes to wash, it takes time. How do you define, because that's Tzorach Suda. Oh, that's Tzorach Suda different. And if I wait an extra minute about Tzorach Suda, then it's no good? Is that possible? How do you define a Shehiyah? So that's when the Shemirish Shabbos comes into play. Number one, he calls the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva here in Sivkot and Aleph of the Horamah is wrong. No such thing. No such thing. Look at this Shari Tshuva Aleph. He says, goes to Meginas Verodim. The Lechatkila Yesh Nisod Miyad. After the Yevet, Im Shoh Asha Obra Hana Osa the Kos Kiddush and Tzorach Lazal the Kaddish. Vamach Melachal the Kaddish Habi Brocha Levatolo. You hear a word? He denies all of them. I can wait a lengthy time, there's no such thing. Kiddush b'mokam su, that Kiddush b'zman su, there's no such thing. So the Ginez Rav denies the entire thing completely. And the Shemira Shabbos Kilkosa, if you look at Perek Nun Dal, Harav Mem Zayin, suggests that the Shia is an hour or two. Or maybe Kedei Eagle, which is 72 minutes, the Kosa is saying. Did I tell you what my doctor told me? Want to tell you this? For the record, I have a GI doctor in my shul, you know, a stomach doctor. He told me they were doing tests on what they call the half-life, the half-time of the stomach emptying. And it came out after many studies about between 70 and 80 minutes. That emptied out half the stomach in the stomach, and then you really start to feel hungry. But he said he thought of the Zinat Shulchan Aruch. That's the Shir Shav HaChomesh. It's considered the, whatever it is, it's considered to be the proper Shia. Wow. He was very, very impressed with that. See, the halach knew everything. Maybe. That's why Shia Rikul. But the Shemir Shabbos quotes that Shia from the Kavachayim here as well. He quotes it in Ketosa Shulchan, which is only the Shia of Kedei Achilas Pras. That's nothing, it's 5 minutes. So their estimates range from 5 minutes to 2 hours. We really have a good handle on this thing. 5 minutes to 2 hours. Come on. 2 minutes, I say 2 minutes to it. It sounds like it is only 2 minutes. Estimates range from 2 minutes to 2 hours. Oh, by 60 to 1 ratio. We don't know what's going on with this Rambam's thing. We don't know where it came from. Yes, sir. Oh, so the Shemir Shabbos proves with Pesach night that the Tzorach is not considered a Hefzah. Tzorach means, obviously, Pesach night we go much more than the Tzorach. You say stories, and you sing for the kids, and you give them lollipops, and you start saying very Torah God. It's not an absolute requirement. So the word of Torah is given a very broad definition. It's very good for us. You know, you have company, and you make Kiddush, and then you have to ask them, your shmooze, and blah, 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 how's your wife, and how's this, and how's this in the country, and how's your son, blah, blah, blah. Oh, let's go wash. No good, according to this, it took 2 minutes. According to the Machmir for 2 minutes, it's no good already. Yeah, but we don't do that. So it's a Torah, so we have to interpret Tzorach Suda very broadly. You have to make a guess what's happening. It's also considered Tzorach Suda.
Yeah, in fact, there's some
questions
say that
the Yekhi
should not wash
Kodesh. Right, that's for sure. Ramos is saying.
But there's still some...
That would be the order of the...
That's the only question. Yeah.
The whole concept of the
Seder
is built around the
Suda,
and then the entire
Magid
becomes
Nisbal
in that.
That's what Ross answers, but not eat. You can't get the Kishra Suda with Magid.
No,
you have to actually.
The point is, the Magid is okay with the Suda.
Maybe you have eaten any bread at the beginning.
But also before we stop there, we must get make D-Day, like 50 way into the day. We have to get what we call a beach hole, a toe hole, into the mystery. So the Gemara here, let's see again. It's so important to catch this, it's so important. Rabosai, look carefully, please. Look carefully, very important. Look over here on that Kuf Aleph and Aleph, let's go to Kuf Aleph and Beis. It's very important to see the Gemara. Kuf Aleph and Aleph, again, they're two Girsas. Keep, keep in mind. If over here it's what? Sarim inohan enemy bias the bias of the mokum, the mokum, the chavesa. The whole kamashma is also a problem. We have the gears of the mokum, the mokum. It means from room to room, the pashas. The rock is magia, be pina, the pina. That's also a problem. Even from one room to, from one corner to, it's also a problem. You don't have to kiddush of and I'm at bay, the Gemara seems to indicate. Again, the two gears, toast of the gears over here. I'll be pina la pina. Yesh kiddushim, not a problem from one quarter to another. It applies to shidi makam and I'm at bay. If you have the gears of pina la pina, then you have to make a distinction between kiddushim makam suda and what? And shidi makam. That's the outcome. Let's see now the two follow from the base. Again. Oh, that machine of Malcolm Sarah Clavar and Kloshana, Elohim Bias, the Bias. Of the Malcolm Love. You move from one place to another place, it's not a problem. Within the same house. Now, the other gears in the left hand marks be Pina Lapina, though. Let me peel them in the same room. So we have to figure out what's going on over here. Who holds what? This is not so simple, this issue. Who holds what? What are the various opinions in this matter? Not so simple. You have to figure it out. What are the various shittas halacha lemaisa? So let's see. Lemaisa, I mean, the best place to look and see to track this down is in the, believe it or not, is in the Bir Halacha. You get the best summary of anybody, but it's in the Bir Halacha Chelek base, not Chelek Alef. So how many people have that? We need at least four. Oh yeah, right. There's another one. You have everything there. You have. Give that back. That's it to Noah. It should be enough to go around. I think. No, you have two. You have. Yeah. You have that. You're right. You look at me though. We have an even number of people, including me. Kuf Ayin Ches. It's strange to look at the Bialacha before looking at the Rishonah, but it's just an easy way to get an overview. And I guess tomorrow we'll have to look at the Sugi inside. What did Mechaber say? Hoya Ocha B'Bayis Zeh Pasek Sudos of Olach B'Bayis Acher. Kuf Ayin Ches Sefalf. Hoya Ocha B'Koru Chaveru L'Dadabim Aviyotu B'Pesach Beitzah V'Kozer Hol V'Shina V'Komo Tzorach L'Varach L'Mafreya Amasha Ocha V'Kozer V'Varach M'Tchila Amotzi. We'll see later the details. We have the whole long introduction, which we'll see the sugya tomorrow. So what did the Machabah say? Within the same house, it's not a problem. Outside the house, it's a terrible problem. Says the Ramah. V'imhoya daita lecha b'mokam acher lo makrishina mokam v'hushu shnei mekomos v'bayis echad. The same shorah, which we have in Hilchos Kiddushin Malchus Suda, that data works for two rooms under the same roof. The Ramah quotes exactly the same pshara in Hilchas Brachas, because according to the Ramah, there's no distinction at all between Hilchas Kiddush and Malchus Suda and Hilchas Brachas. The Kiddush and Malchus Suda, we had that pshara, so the Hilchas Brachas. Says the Bir Halacha, the Bayis Echad.
Panic, that's in
one room. I don't know, it's passed through the hall. Ayin the Mishnah Brura, the Hainu B'cheder Echad. When the Mechaber says, on top, the Bayis Echad, it means, the Ramah means B'cheder Echad.
And then
Pina Lupina and Fedel, the Bible is the same thing. Kengos of the Mogan Avron, Ushari Achron, and the Mechedel, the Cheder, Ach, the Bias, Echad, the Chen Masha, Mr. Reisha, and Gibel, Mr. Fal of Khan. I am the Turbe, the Shkoska, the Pshitas. Ella dim Roa, Makoma, or Rishon, or Shea Daito, Bezeh, Bishas, Broch, Esh, Lahokal, Bezeh. Kmosha Kasaf, the Mala, the Sif Alf. Well, the Fizeh, Imochel Paris who mashkin shein tun and brachel and koma. For nichas the emtsa the cheder acher shein roa makomo, harishan. Also lo lechol shabala brachel of chulei alma. After that's our goal of kamei, but Paris the mashkin modi, it's ein tun ton brachel and koma. Viach because of the makomo, ye ton brachel and chatzila. Wow! Halachol amai, if you have an apple, you sit down and have an apple. And then someone calls you into the bedroom. So you go into the bedroom, and you come back, and you have to make a new brachel on the apple. Off in the ramo. You never mind to go into the bedroom in the middle. The air marked. The fairish.
Carry the apple with you.
Won't help carry the apple with you. Won't help at all. Said to be a lot of waiting. Vine Dover is there. Afshu kosa v'kamal gachronim, including the Rambam. Kosha me'ol li'zor v'zeh. V'chimeduma she'ein ha'olam no'ag v'kein. V'chipasti v'mekori adin ha'matzasi. She'ein din zem v'vur. Tama'ayim v'psochim kufalaf. Tolter maskel avol v'rosham yirah. V'zeh rak v'figir sosim v'garsi v'gemora gabi kiddush. Avol mi'mokom l'mokom v'chuleh. That's over here on Kuf Aleph from Aleph. The Girsa Mimakom Lamakom, which we just saw in Tosfos over there. So they say that Kiddush Mokom Lamakom is what? Mokom Lamakom is a problem. Pina Lapina within one room is no problem. So they're saying it's exactly the same thing which applies. The Mokom Kiddush Mokom Suda applies to Dini Brachos. Ula Didhu, as he points out in the brackets. Din Kiddush Mokom Suda Vishini Mokom Shavit. Push and chat. That's Tosfos Shit. Aval Ib Negroes. Aval mi pina la pina lo, which is the Girsa's second day in Tosis, and Rabbeinu Chananel and many other Rishonim. Lo niya mukhrochim lomar, the solver agamara, the mi pina la pina mecheda la cheder, shavim. No. Hold on. Did you read this? Help me read this out. Aval nigros al mi pina la pina lo, niya mukhrochim lomar, the solver of Gemara, the mipina lepina mecheder lecheder shavim, bein lekula bein lechumra. Achrei Hashem takas kagecha, the imnachmi b'mecheder lecheder, who I did, the tzarech lahachmi b'mipina lepina. Right, beferish. The lavachi my ma'isya b'gemara rayan ravanan, the hosim havi me'igul aret. The Ryan's kashi has some brackets. The Ryan has the kashi. What do you mean a rayan from roof to the floor to two sides of a room? Must be the same thing. V'imkain kad mekilina and achakach v'mipina lepina v'yashini mokum, which the Gemara is making on the base. Pina lepina is not a problem. Nichla v'inyan zeh gam echeder lecheder. That although the Gemara said over here on the base, pa'odah v'yashini mokum l'toy levorach l'shalom v'bayis l'bayis havel v'mokum l'mokum lo. So the gears is what? V'pina lepina lo, that's the proper gears. But the din is the same, even v'mokum l'mokum lo. From one room to another is not a problem. It has to be that way. It's mukhruf that way. The doctor be biased the bias because she needed in Shina Mokka. Uchalish the Gemara, Shavuot Shana be biased the bias. So the figure says, Zu al Kabat Sarap Chalek, Bendin Shina be Mokka, Bendin Shina Mokka, Bendin Kiddush be Mokka Suda. Kvashkat the Ram Chalava. Oh, now, the Ram Chalava does not say like the Ram. The Ram said, Rabbosai, it's not really a din of Kiddush be Mokka Suda. It's not a din shini mokum. It's all the question of the metzias. How narrow do you focus the place where you eat your particular thing? The kishon of suda is bread. Bread is a very narrow focus. Wine is a very wide-ranging focus. You move from place to place all the time. That's what the Ran said. It didn't seem to say it's a din. But the way the Maram Chalav is quoted, it's a halacha that kiddush from mokum suda were more machmir in shini mokum than we are in making a second brocha. It's a din, not just the way the Ran said it. Lin Kish Makam Suda Venus Makam Suda Mavish Umakam Pita Gori Laka Afila be Pina Lapina, so you hear this? You can't make Kiddush in the desk and have a suda by the clock. Avin Shini Makam Bakira Gamura Talyanusa will be Pina Lapina Havi Akira Ayan Shah. And therefore you can go from house and from corner from one room to another as well without that. And you should know. Vina Girsa Zu Savamina Av Mipina Lapina Lo, which is the gears which we have in the second day in Tosfos and the Rach of Kufala from an Aleph, Matsasi the Kama Rishonim, Ubeferish Rach, which we pointed out, the Bahag, the Rif, the Ram Kalava. Leave out the brackets for a minute. This is how he says Pshat in this Gemara. So the other comes out according to this. Let's skip the Rambam for the moment. There's a long Pshat in the Rambam. And later you look it up yourself and you see it yourself, yeah? Hayotzim Midvareinu. We'll try to come back to that a little bit tomorrow. Hayotzim, it's on page 162. Hayotzim Midvareinu. Kulerava Magad Asaramam, the Mechedel Echedel Havishin in Mokom. Kamdas Bahag, Verach, Verif, Hafigur Sosom, Nirakain. Kamatinu Lerashi. You hear this? Rashi. Shesover behedjel in shini mokam to be biased valiyah lo havi shini mokam. That's the Rashi on the top line of Kufalos Mibes. The Mokal Namokal, the Bayis Laliyah. No, nothing to do with that. But then the Cheddar, who goes with Shneim of Mokal Namokal, no. He has the gifts of Mokal by both of them. Vav Korach and Mechal Kinan, Ben Kiddush and Shini Mokal Besuda. Chen Boaz Aruah, I think they were all Ladina. Vav Ken Av, the Roy, Vinokal, Lokal, Shlechat Chilu, Ladas, Achron. Shalali Kanes, Afila Mechadal, Achadal, Amsas, Achilas, Avad Ram, Shain, Tun, and Brachal, Achrem, and Koman. Im lo shedat lo zeh mitchila b'shas bracha. Mikom akom anoeg lahokal b'zeh nuchas b'yodo. Yesh lo milismoch o kanal. Vakopona b'diyevet b'vare ein lo v'atsuk bracha b'hem. Zemidi sveik lo nafka. Zesofek brachas lahokal. Uviyokal liris mekomo l'arishan b'vare shtokal afukat chila kanal b'sof sival b'mishna brura. You revolutionized the world over here, Mishna Brura. Turn them upside down. So did you have to be passing against the Ramah? Passed the Mamash against the Ramah. Because the Ramah is following Rashi, following Tosfos, the Rosh. But the Rosh Rishonim disagree. And they say that Kiddush of Mokum Suda apparently is more chomer than Shini Mokum. Either for the reason of the Ran, it's the question of the Tzius, that the pretzel shallow that David said maybe it should be okay with the Zanazer. Or if he did, which is the impression he gets from his quotation to Maram Chalav, it's a din. And Kiddush of Mokum Suda has to be more machmer. Not just that the Mitzius passes more narrowly focused. This is the Bi'olach which I wanted to show you. In between, it says a whole other Bi'olach Dvarim in the Rambam. I'd like you to look at it so we can make a quick reference to it tomorrow. And then we have to go through the whole Gemara. I don't know if you're prepared yet, but you better be prepared for tomorrow's Shir, otherwise you're going to get lost. We have to see the Gemara tomorrow, starting from Kuf Aleph from the base. Starting really from here. Yosef Rav Chisda. That's the famous Hachos Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes. We push up to go through the Gemara. It's one long continuum and you can't come up with air in between. From Yosef Rav Chisda, which is the quarter of the way down, Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, until Tana Rabbanan, towards the end of Kuf Beis and Amud, he saw it's one big continuum. And there are different gears in a few places. And different shot them and they were shown, but it takes us time just to go through it. The Tosfos with the Balamor. So please be prepared for tomorrow's year, okay?
I looked up the Shmir Shabbos I was talking about the, we said before, the Ran quotes, people, Rowan Elu as Elu. I told you it was a Shmir Shabbos in all detail. I forgot exactly what you said. I looked it up. It's in. Perek Nun Dalid Heora Chav Beit. The Shmir Shabbos is the following question. He wants to know, how do you figure out the Shabbos? The two guys. I'm sitting right next to you. And you can see out the window to the next house, and I can't see because, the angle is wrong. What's the chat? You can make Kiddush here and there, and I can't because I'm 1 foot off inside.
Hey.
Then he says, what will happen if there's a pole in the way? Or someone moves a closet in the way. Like now I can no longer see. Just moved away that pole, that closet, then I could see. Or what happens if I turn my back? I want to make Kiddush here and eat in the library. So I can see right through the window. But I decide to make Kiddush facing the other direction. Because it's no good that I turn around. All these shadows he has in the Aruch HaBeit, he doesn't decide definitively. It sounds like he's maybe being noted to the Hakal discussion. Okay, I just want to tell you where it was. I remember it was a long discussion. Teret Nun Dalet Aruch HaBeit. Look it up at your convenience. That's Hashlumin from yesterday. Now, today is a big sugya that I kept telling you about, the major sugya. Let's chazer again, start from the beginning in case someone got lost. Start all over again. The Gemara is over here, and that's Kuf Aleph, I'm an Aleph, and Kiddush Elam Mokom Suda. So we know how to mean bias, the bias, Elam Mokom, Lamokom, Bechad Beis, the gears which we have. Rabbeinu Chananel's gear says, Mipina Lepina, lo. Remember that. We discussed it yesterday at great length, the Bi'a Halacha, the long one. We discussed the question of the din of Kiddush Makom Suda and the din of Shinui Makom Habrach. And his major theory that according to many Rishonim, they are not to be equated against those equate them. Is no good. From Pina to Pina, Yesh Kiddush, just as it's not going to be the Shinui Makom. The Marsha points out that they must have the gears on the side of the page. Lo Shana Levi Bias Levi's. Ava be Pina to Pina Lo. Because obviously, I am Marsha. Can you see the left hand margin on the Kufalas and Dave? You see from the Tosfos that they have the gears to be Pina to Pina Lo, for sure. I thought I'm a bay, but I'm an aleph that gives me a bias to a bias low. So they become that very good. Because don't forget, the low means different things. If you bias to bias, I'll be mokho to mokho, but I'll be so low, that's a hama meaning. But it really is a considered shini mokho, and I'm an aleph. That's mokho to mokho, from one to another, it's considered shini mokho. It's considered a lack of shini mokho sooner. But in a bay, it's only pina la pina low. But if it would be Mechezel Lechezel, there would be a change, because according to Tosfos, there's no difference whatsoever between Kiddush Makom Suda and Shinui Makom Habrach. In both cases, from one quarter of the room to another is okay, from one room to the other is not okay. This is the opinion of Tosfos that the Enatar Hashem on our part. However, the Bi'a Halacha, yeah.
Are we assuming that it's not one table, it's just that you go into
right, one corner of the room to another.
That one table is considered
One corner of the room to the other. That's how we understand. Okay, this is it. However, although this is the opinion of Tosfos, the Bialacha goes to a long dissertation that if you have the girsa over here on an aleph mipina lepina lo, which is the rock girsa, you must say that kiddush b'makom sudas mochamer. Kiddush b'makom sudas mochamer in the sense that even from one corner to another is no good. But then, from the fact that Gemara brings the raya from pina lepina to igualiara, I think igualiara to pina lepina indicates that it's all the same. That there's no distinction between one corner room to another and one room to another. Rather, the distinction between one and one, kiddush shemakom suda, which is more chomer, and shini makom lebrach, which is more kal. Kupta chayis, the corner that comes out, that's a bi'a halacha. That if you make a bracha in one room and you go to another room, it's not going to the problem, as long as it's under the same roof. Because that's how it comes out according to all these we showed. That's what we saw yesterday in the Biolo. And then he adds the kicker, which we didn't just, I'll make a quick, I don't want to read the whole thing since you by now probably saw it, the Rambam. Whenever you pass in the shadow, the Rambam's on your side, you have somebody on your side. It's a good man to have on your side. So the Biolo of Kufayin Ches, we started yesterday, we skipped the middle part of it. Too long. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he quotes the Rambam. This is the Rachloim. This is what he said. The judge says all the close to the Rush. The Magen Mishnah says no. And he comes out of the following Kiddush. The Mipina Lepina is the next to the last line, and I'm on page 161. The Mipina Lepina Haina Mipina Echash Bebayis. Lepina Hashemi Sheva Sofa Bais. Av Sheva Emsim Eskalkam Chazorim Harbe. Wow. That's a very big Kiddush that the Magen Mishnah said. Lepina means what? Means from one room to another. Brackets, the last line. Bochiach Perish Debi Debi Agonim. Uvizemis Yashim Shaprat Demara Demai Siraya. Mirav Ana Demari Me Igra La'ara. Al Lepina Lepina. That was the Kasha we asked yesterday. The Rana asked the Kasha. How can you compare one corner of the room to another to one room to another? It's not a fair comparison. Here's a Bi'a Halacha. There should be one for everybody. Everyone has? A big Shulchan Aruch here. Close the base. There should be an item on the whole set of Mishnah Berurah. Should be enough. Yeah? Should be enough for everybody. Yeah? Oh! Gami Pinel Mekpinel HaKavon HaMichad HaLachad HaRayin Shom. V'yeshev the gam kol agonim anal the guys from Yipina Lepina Svira lehu kein v'sparish ha-sugi b'pshitu. Well, the fichot continues to be Allah. Hekel ha-rambam gavi kiddush mi zavis le zavis. Look at this gavaldic of art. We usually translate the word zavis as a corner and pin as a corner. The hainu am. No, it's the chiddush of the mirror of the bir alava. The zayinu bechal mi pin al pinah shebishas. Pin al pinah shebishas means what? Corner to corner, from one room to another, rather. But one house from corner of the house to another. But zavis of zavis is from one corner of the room to another. You can't have a shini makam to come up and gemara the dafkim be bias to bias. I will be pinah the pinah mutter al kain. Al kohav kohen amel mechedel lechedem. The zendik will be pinah the pinah canal. Umi yushim mezel shana shas. The kohamer abi bias the bias of mishinim up. The mashma the kol tohav bias lo abishinoi. But Rav Mam shehet nana bin yonein lo gabishinim up. Kolosh na gemar to be pinah the pinah be bias echad mutter. The pizeb al kohav kohen amel mechedel lechedem. Afal mechedel lechedem. The kevin should be bias echad mutter lo hiske betchilu lesel mi bias lo bias. Umi duyak ma'ol. Mashashina or Rambam Lashon of the Gabi Kiddush cover me Zavis to Zavis. The Khan cover me Pina the Pina. Gaval the Gavari. So this is as a bonus he throws the Rambam in as well. The Lachol HaMaisa is room to be Mekel on these grounds. Fine. Very nice. So this is the, again, leftovers from yesterday's shiur.
Would it include Pina the Pina if there are two tables in the
room? Wouldn't make a difference. Wouldn't matter. Okay. Yeah. Fine. Now, I have an interesting question. I have two interesting questions. One against the Bir Halacha, and one against the Shemir Shabbos. Two questions I have before we proceed with the Sugya proper. The Bir Halacha is, you know, its whole basis is the fact that we have the Giris over here, the Giris of Rabbeinu Hanano. That the pina lepina, the chad beis alo, on a kufala from an olive, which indicates that kiddush of makom sud is more chamor than shinu makom lebracha, and as I say, fundamentally more chamor. See, this the mishnah brura, see the ran. We know what the ran says. We saw. Let's read the ran again, because the ran is going to be a big yisod. It's going to be the main yisod. But tell me now. Is that the one? No. Avo mipina mipina lo. So it's the bottom. Of chavim with amal aleph. The yaf al gav le el gav ein kinesh al b'mokam suda. So he has the gift of rach also. Maskin it af kina mipina lepina still is okay. That's the kasha which the bialach asks. Right. That's the kasha. So the two ways out. Either you have the gears, three ways out. If you have the gears of our Gemara and our Kuf Aleph, which doesn't say Pina Lepina is Mokal no Mokal. So today we're talking about pretzels. I don't know. Wow. That according to Rav Sheshes, we start, we didn't even see too much here. Rav Sheshes, if I move from place to place, even in Mizonas or Pass, I require to grow. Comes around with a churma and a flaw. It's amazing. If I'm eating an apple, I start the apple by the desk, and I want to continue by the clock, mutter. If I'm eating a cookie, and I need to start by the desk, and I move to the clock, I have to make a new grow of Avram in Mizonas. That's what the, well, only about cookies, Yoshala. Bread. It's usually eaten in one place. In the quarter of Sheshes, if I start over here and I move floor. It's amazing. If I'm eating an apple, then I start the apple by the desk. And I want to continue by the clock, mutter. If I'm eating a cookie, and I need to start by the desk. I move to the clock, I have to make a new bracha of bar mitzvahs. That's what the, well, only about cookies, Yoshala. Bread. It's usually eaten in one place. In the quarter of Sheshes, if I start over here and I move to there, I mean, I require a new bracha. What? Nah, a little bit of a regular pas meal he would offer. So how can the Bialach was so sure to be able to rely on the Mekilim because of this Girsa? What about the Ran? So Chori answer is like this. The Ran is going on according to Rav Sheshes. We Paskin, we the Ramah, Paskin like Rav Chisda. So that's not on the show. If it's referring to a case of what? Of bread or cake, then it's the Chlal is not a machine of Bokka, as we'll see soon. And if it's apples, so then the Ran agrees. But I just have a shtickle hara, a shtickle taina against the Bi'er Olach, and why he didn't at least quote this, should at least quote this Ran, and it's a different approach to this this din.
The Ran doesn't mention anything about diet in the
Ran,
right?
The Ran is against that, right. We discussed that already. That's only the Rishon, and the Ran tends to probably cribs in the Rishon. Okay, now in Perek Nun Dalet, Ha'or Olamid Beis, I have another time. Shmir Shams. Olamid Beis. The and Tapi writes, if you can't see the from one room to another, Chozer of Mekadesh. He writes as follows: Luchar Matzinu. Shemashrim din shini makal l'kiddush din shini makal l'birchas anen. Dimkene shlomar t'kamo shematzina b'bi alocha. Ahal b'bi alocha. Kufayin ches alat v'vayis. Dibidi eve in l'hatzrich l'avz al-levorech im shini makamu v'ched al-cheder. Sovi b'rochas l'hokel. Kein ye shlomar b'di eve in l'hatzrich l'avz al-kaddush. Mishim sovik b'roch. V'shamadim ha-shlom b'zaman arbach di tochein. To the Indian Zed, Kiddush and Lachem Suda Chami Yosef. B'tzir HaRav Nishan. What? You talking? That's the whole point of the whole Bialocha. What's he saying over here? He wants to suggest that if I from one moment to another, no problem with Kiddush and Lachem Suda. Nothing with Das. Forget the din of Das Dushan. Without Das. Based on what? On the Bialocha was Megal Nechad Lechad. But the entire base of the Bialocha we read yesterday by Riches, is that there's a distinction between Shini Makom LeBracha and Kiddush Makom Suda. So how can you possibly quote the Bi'er Halacha as the Makom to be made of a Kiddush Makom Suda? Pliya Yibena. So he says, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, you're talking, maybe. What are you talking? That's Beferi Shireh, that's the whole point. Either I'm missing something or he's missing something. I don't know. That's just the aura I have over here. Now let's do this. Now we're ready to begin. B'siyata D'Shmaya. Somewhat difficult sugya. You hold cup, as they say. Just hold on. You'll be able to do the sugya very nicely. But you have to be able to be able to concentrate just to get through from place to place. Lamed this. Says the Gemara. So Yosef Rav Chizda become Mishmei the Rav Shei Hodam and Shini Mokam and Tzorach Lavarech Lo Amor and Elav Dvarim She'ein Tunim Brochel Achrem and Koman Avod Dvarim Hatunim Brochel Achrem and Koman Ein Tzorach Lavarech My Taima Likiva Kama Hoda. The Rav Chizda holds that if you have bread and you move from place to place, there's no need for a new bracha. Why? Likiva Kama Hoda. Says Rashi, Koloma Adas Suda Rishona Hu Ochal Akshal Lusayim Sudasa. It's one big kriyas. Says Rashbam, Likiva Kama Hoda, Koloma Adas Suda Rishona Hu Ochal Akshal Lusayim Sudasa. Word for word from Rashi. Period. Rav Sheish Tamar, Echadzeh Tzorach Levar. He denies it. Rav Sheish says, even if you're using bread to move from place to place, you require a new broch. Says Ma Meisvei. We have to read the Gemara straight, because otherwise you can't be toast grafting on all the Gemaras. If you don't keep your head up, it should be great, you're going to get lost right away. So we're going to get the Gemara straight in a minute. Meisvei. I want to tell you about that there are two brises. On Amud Beis and Amud Aleph, that's how we're going to label it. Amud Beis price and Amud Aleph price, because we're going to see you soon. Meisvei, b'nei chabur ha-shem esuvim lishtos v'okur lishtos, keep the word lishtos in mind. V'okur ragleyem, keep that in mind. Every word is a whole sugya. Lutz is likras chosan, likras kala. K'shein yotzin, ein tunin, baruch lam afreya. K'shein chosin, ein tunin, baruch lachat chilin. You go and come with no problem. Whatever that means, we're still not sure what that means. That's, we'll get to that a little bit later. So the two things we don't know yet. A, we don't know what exactly is Torah Bracha Mekoma. B, we don't know exactly what it means to Katani Okur Raglea. What kind of dig is that? Second question we don't know yet. Right. The time of the Nichu Shem Zogan Ocholo, the Shem Yotzim and Tunim Bracha Mafreya, Shem Chol and Tunim Bracha Lechotchilu. Aber lo in Nichu Shem Zogan Ocholo, Kishen Yotzim Tunim Bracha Lechotchilu, Kishen Chol and Tunim Bracha Lechotchilu, Kashi Yom Chizim. Boom. Long-winded Kashi against Yom Chizim. Ever got the Kashi straight? Of his, that if it's Tom Brachel and Kohen, there's no dinner, she didn't have a Torah Brachel, and it's often the price of that character. Omer Abnachem by Yitzchak, Omer Aleph, Mantana Akiris Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, the new price, it's the Omer Aleph price, the second price. The Tanya, Chaveirim Shoyim Subin, the Oku Raglayim, Lelech Lebeis HaKnesses, or Lebeis HaMedrish. Sounds familiar, right? Shen Yotzim main tune the brachel of Afreg, Shen Chos main tune the brachel of Katchila. Yes? Wow. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Ba'amed, Ba'amamburim, Bizman Shen Yich Shem Mitzis Chaveirim. That sounds familiar. Avalo Nich Shem Mitzis Chaveirim, Shen Yotzim tune the brachel of Afreg, Shen Chos tune the brachel of Katchila. So the Rabbi Yehuda, it seems to be the equivalent of what? Come on. Of what? No, of the price, of basically, the price of what? On Amun Aleph, more or less, on the base, more or less. But Tanakhama says no. Tanakhama makes no mention anywhere of a need for Zaken or Chola or Mitzvah Chaver. So what's Rav Chizda in effect answering? Rav Chizda is saying, you have a kashka to me from a Brisa. Ha-ha! I have a Brisa like me too. Who's that? That's the Tanakhama who goes against Rabbi Yehuda. So presumably Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana of this Brisa. And we don't pass like him. We pass like the Tanakhama, which is like a din of a rabbi. That's Rav Chizda's defense. Period. End of the sugya. Now comes the kicker. Ela time of the bidvarim hatun and brachol acher b'mkom. D'chshem yotzin ein tun and brachol amashreya. U'chshem kozim ein tun and brachol achatfila. As Rav Chizda would interpret this price. Abel dvarim sh'ein tun and brachol acher b'mkom. Everyone agrees. What? Everyone agrees. Afilu l'rabbonon. Right? Even the Rabbanon. How do you know it's talking about a case of tuna? Because it's the word okuraglam b'pushuta. So my okuraglam means it's talking about tuna brachma and koma. That's the basis of this gemara, the chorah. Right? Ela time. The chorah. So if it ain't tuna brachma and afreya and koma, I feel the Rabbanon, shen yotzen tuna brachma and afreya, shen chosen tuna brachma and chatchila. Lame and have been shifted to Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? If I go from here, I drink wine in shul, and I go home, I don't need a new bar of prayer often. Here, every time in the world is against Rabbi Yochanan. So shifted to Rabbi Yochanan. I said, what are you beating it? I have my little expression. I won't say it. Rabbi Yochanan's already schlugged up. Are you schlugged up again? It's piling on. Velabi Yosif Nechadazimna. He's already shlugged up Rabbi Yochanan. No, come on. No. Neighbor David Shmihanamit David Yuft. No, let it be a cash in his price of two. It should be a double cash. I want to have Yochanan, no. Who I did not feel the Dvar Mashain Tunin Brachel Achem Komanami Ein Zvichin Levare. He sticks with his guns. I behold the Katani Oku Raglea, which seems to imply to my bread. No. As lo dia kocha the Rabbi Yehuda, that filu dvarim asher tunim brachol achem b'mekomon. He still says what? Tama di nichu mitzvah chaveim, aval lo nichu mitzvah chaveim, shen yosin tunim brachol achem, shen chosin tunim brachol achatchila. That's why I mentioned this kind of a situation. But ena chinam yikon to the Tanakhama, who argues Rabbi Yehuda, not only in the case of bread, is there no need for a new bracha if you've changed places, even if it's an apple, you wouldn't need a new bracha if you changed places. That's what the Gemara says. Now finally, going to Rashba, Tanik HaVasa Rav Chizda and his ongoing dispute with Rav Sheshes. Karvem shebesubin lishtos yayin v'oku ragleyam v'chazru ein tzarich levarech. End of the Gemara. Let's just review what we just saw. We saw a machlokas of Rav Chizda and Rav Sheshes. What's the din if it's Tan Bracha on the Kalman? Is she the Mabel Tzarech Bracha or not? They both argue Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said even if it's a case of ain't Tan Bracha on the Kalman, like still, presumably, still you do not require a new bracha. Rav Yochanan was already schlubbed up. They tried to schlub up a second time. Rav Chizda was almost schlubbed up, but he defended himself by saying it's a machlokas hatanoim and the brisa and amud aleph and the tana and the brisa and the beis. If the losing tana of Yehuda, we don't pass like him. He tried to schlub up Rav Yochanan a second time. He defended himself, and he finally comes to a brisa like Rav Chizda. That's the sugi, the kids in one word.
Wait, so what is Tanakama? Hold it, you never have to?
Tanakama seems to hold that if you have it bread, you never have to make a new broth. You would not get to start there.
And just, and the whole Gemara is talking about, like, payros then?
If my parents had to make a new broth, that's the only case.
If you didn't leave anybody. Or
right, right. Oh, we'll get to that. We should really do a chart. We'll get to that. Bachlokas, Makarabram, and the Tass. We'll get to that. Your question. Question now. Is Yayin Ton Bracha Mekomo or not? Well, it depends on Girsis. The Rashbam says yes. The Rashbam is forced to say yes based on the Girsis which he presumably had. Now, what Girsis did he have? The Gemara is over here, B'nei Chabura, Shem Mesubin Lishtos. Lishtos! If you have the word Lishtos over there, not Rice and Kufalaf Mebeis, that's it. That determines with certainty that there's something which is lishtos, which is still considered to be ton brachol emaf b'mkomo, because the Gemara says later on the katani yokalem v'chalad b'dravtum brachol achrayim b'mkomo naskinen. This is lishtos. Obviously, there must be something which you drink, which is ton brachol b'mkomo. What must that be? There's only one possibility. What's it called? Vine. That's it. Only wine. Wine is a shahakol. Nothing. Wine. Should require dollar gefim, and if that brings with it, presumably you might argue, which the Rashbam does, what's wine? What's so special about wine? The only thing special about wine is it needs an dollar gefim. No, so same thing would apply to cake, it would apply to grapes, and to figs, and to all the shevim and shevim in it. Rashbam is forced to that because he had the gears over here in the first brisa with the word lishtos, one single word, one word. One word, it starts with one word. Of course, the other Rishon didn't have that word. We're not up to that yet. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. That's a later edition. That's the way Hawking Garcina. The Rashbam changed that over there. See, the Rashbam is called Hawking Garcina somewhere. See, with a little Ricky Vegas star, Hawking Garcina. But here, apparently, was an honest to goodness had that Gerson in Gemara. Now, obviously, the others who didn't have that Gerson. Didn't have the gears at all. Just take the word lishtos out. Just take out the word lishtos and lishtos out. Just take the word out. That's what Tosis says. So Tosis says, no. Wine is not considered ton brachol achemim kon. It is not. Take out the word over here, lishtos. B'nei chabur yishim usubin. Not lishtos. Just stop usubin. That's a number. That's a number that takes care of a base. Now you move to Amud Aleph, see how the two shittas play out. Tanik Avosei Dehu. You have Rav Chizda, the Gyrus of Rashbam. Chaveim Shimusuvim Lishto Siyayin. Vokur Agleim Bechazru Ein Tzvichim Levorech. Beferish. Beferish, black and white. What is supposed to do with the word Lishto Siyayin? Guess what? He removes it again. You have a felt tip pen, I will say. It's very easy to get along. You don't like it? Cross it out. The Torah is crossed out the word Lishtos and Amad Beis, and Lishtos and Amad Aleph, and everything is hunky-dory. Wine is Ein Atam Brachma Koma. It solves all the world's problems. What's the main thing which caused Tos to say that? The Gemara is Kash against Rabbi Yochanan. Because the Gemara is a Kash against Rabbi Yochanan. Leim and Tevin, Chupas Rabbi Yochanan, another Kash against Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rashbam, Lema is the last narrow line. Lema to have a trip to the Rabbi Yochanan. The Omar Le'el Shinimokom Ein Tzarech Levarech. Says Rashi Rabbi adds a word. V'lo maflik ben dvarim atunin l'dvarim shen atunin. What is Rashbam driving at? How do you know that Rabbi Yochanan does not agree that fruits would require a new bracha? Remember, where did Rabbi Yochanan say his piece? On what type of food or drink? What did he say it on? New? Wine. And according to the Rashbam, wine is like bread. So Rabbi Yochanan is exactly the same as Rav Chisda. So what heaven's name is the Gemara's Kasha? So Rashbam is forced to a dohak which Tosfos refuses to accept. Namely, that Rav Chisda explicitly distinguished between what and what? Between bread and fruit. Let's give the two extremes. Rabbi Yochanan said wine does not need a new bracha. He didn't say that fruit does. That's how the Gemara knows that fruit doesn't need either, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Tosfos says, give me a break. You call that a kasha? You want to ask a kasha based on that? Come on. Yeah. Could, but no one says that. Okay? Yidei Yayin Yotzu, he's going on the Kiddush. Kiddush, Rav Kapsura, Rav Yochanan says, Yidei Yayin Nami Yotzu. That's Tosfos Kasha over here at Amud Beis. They asked the following Kasha. Amayi Tosav, Rav Yochanan. See, it's right next to where it says Shabbos, Yutes, sideways. See that on the base? Amayi Tosav, Rav Yochanan, they held. Oh, wait a second. That's it. Wait, did I get it right? No, I got it wrong. That's someone else. I thought you asked that question. Does it, Shana? Later on. I don't know, where's this question? Atle'el. Ah, he hasn't asked this guy. He has a different kasha. He has a kasha. Beisve, the top line of the page. Shinui mokum tzarech levarach, shinui yayin and tzarech levarach, tuftu Rabbi Yochanan tuftu. Is that what he says? Now what is he saying? So what's with the ale? He really has a mistake? What's the word le'el? No, that kasha is a good kasha. All right, Yochanan is quoted the ale. Let's read it inside. Hold on. He said like this. Umiyu kasha, start from the beginning. I got a little bit tripped up. The Aviyayin, the Chaldram, Hatun, and Baruch Alachem, and Bekoman, Ken Amai, he tells Rabbi Yochanan le'el. Rabbi Yochanan, Ari, Ben, Biyayin, the Amai, the Kam, Rabbi Yochanan, Afi, the Yayin, Yami, Yotsu, Kam, of Az, Rabbi Yochanan, the Tamei, the Yom HaShinu Mokum Ein Tzarech Levarech. Who Braisa? Which Braisa? Ayah B'dvarim Hashem Tunim Baruch Lachem Koma. No, the word Le'el is very misleading. How do you mean it's Le'el? Because the Kasha at time is a good Kasha. It's a fair Shinu Yayin Ein Tzarech Levarech. The Kasha is why the Braisa on a Kufez Amin Aleph is no Kasha. Kufa Aleph Mebez is a good Kasha. It's the fair Shinu Yayin Ein Tzarech Levarech. It's against Rabbi Yochanan. The fairish. Kasha is not a kubbeza, but Aleph is no kasha. So what's with Le'el doing there? Why not? Wait. Stop! Now what is Yayin? Make up your mind. Any way you want it. Let Yayin be... So tone, it gotta be not tone, but one way or the other, it's gonna be open. Rabbi Yochanan says, Shinu Yayin, Ein Atzarech Levarech. And the Bryce says, Says, wait, hold on. Shini Mokom. Ah, he's not talking about Yayin the same. Oh, boy. Oh, wow. Okay. I understood when it says in the Brayse, Shini Mokom Tzorach Levarach, Shini Yayin and Tzorach Levarach, that by definition, Shini Mokom is referring to wine. Because, how else can we say? The context is compelling. So may I take the chat and no. Shini Mokom Tzorach Levarach by apples. Shini Yayin and Tzorach Levarach by a told by Meitav, what I was talking about. I see it. That's part of the Bryce in a way, that's part of the Din that way. Hold on, maybe you're right. Is there any Rashi Rashbam in that Hodam Mara? Oh, it's in the Bryce. Ah, so the Rashbam's going to be stuck. You're right. Okay, I stand corrected. Le'el is good, because especially if you Rashbam and Shitosa, that the Rav Chizkiah is saying, hold the Amrit. In other words, not, hold the Amrit doesn't mean a Bryce. That's what Bob said. I thought, no, they don't say a Bryce to hold the Amrit. Alright. Found saying. I was just referring to speaking to an Amora, that's speaking to talk about the town of the Bryce. I guess maybe it's indirectly refers to the Bryce. So that's one kasha. And I'm asking another kasha, which Rabbi Nadavid asks, again, not Tosis. What's the kasha of Yochanan over here? On Kubezim and Aleph, in this Bryce. Then it easily distinguish between Yai, which is taught in Rochab and Komo, for the Rashbam, and Paris and that. So that's what Rashbam over here said on the Kufayzim to ward off that kasha. What did he say? He said over here, no. What did he say? No. Lomav ben dvarav atunin dvarav shen atunin. Hashver avarat ben adobin said. That's what it means, lomav. Yes, a kasha based on the lomav. So be mav, there's no kasha. Okay, so those are the two questions. One Tosis asks from the top. And one Rabbi Nadavid asks. So what are you going to do with Rashbam? Is your mamash a Torah? Mamash a Torah? How can Rashbam be a Torah? So Kubei is a manal. He gave his defense. Lo mafleg ben baramash atun and baramash atun. Look. Okay, he wasn't mafleg. He wasn't mafleg. He didn't distinguish. So therefore the assumption is that Rabbi Yochanan says which way. You never need a Shini Mokom, never needs a new bracha. Never needs a new bracha. What about the kasha over here at Kufala from the Beis? Amai, because of Rabbi Yochanan Le'el. Rabbi Yochanan is I what the Yayin. And the Bryce is referring to a case which is aimed to the bracha lach eber b'koma. The same answer will apply, right? The Rashbam is the Shita. The Rashbam said Rabbi Yochanan wasn't the chalik. Rabbi Yochanan said that echad shini yayin ain't shini mokom ain't tzorah by yayin, but it applies to apples also. The same test will apply. First word line of Rashbam. Rabbi Yochanan still not coming. Oh, there it is. That's all. So Rabbi Rashbam is going in that kind of a way. That's a general consensus with you, Rashbam.
We have said that the Shtos just means Yayin and not all Zayin Minyan.
Could be. It's possible.
But I mean, we can't say that because the Rashbam explicitly says it.
One could say that, the Rashbam. Someone else could say, right.
But we still, there would be no question.
Right. Maybe. There is another way out to the Rashbam, yes.
This whole lot of
things
that you have to make a condition.
Why?
Because otherwise, like you said, that you could be able to rough it away. I mean, all these cases you would start with, I mean, stupid, such as the
right.
If you weren't, if you didn't drink the wine, you just made a rough
it away. Oh, no question they drank the wine, sure. They had orchid.
Oh, right.
travels up his man. What's a gentle motion? There's another possible way out of this sugya, at least this kasha according to Rashbam, which is hinted at by the Rashash. Just look for a minute before we get to the other Rishon, how they learn. Huh? Can I ask, wasn't there Rashash in the Ramadan?
Yeah.
That's the one. Oh. That reminds me, that reminds me a little of what you said. The Rashash. The Rashash is here. It's page Lamed Gimel. He says there's a typo in the Rashbam. Last Rashbam. Kasha Rav Chisda. This is the Rashbam, the Yulul of the Rav Chisda, Afilu lo chos, and the Kol, and the Gomus, and the Malkam Afra, and so, the Baruch Tchila, Hovul v'adai lo bira hachreye. He avort. Because he didn't bench after, he didn't make a baruch afterwards yet. What's the svar of the Rashbam? I gave it to you yesterday. String tied around the foot. You have to come back to make the baruch. Says the Rashash. And the Omen, the Mashkot, the Rashbam, the Omen, the Rashbam, Avol Dvorim. With Avol Dvorim, that's in the middle of the medium-sized lines. He gives, what did he say over there? Hovel below Birech Achareyan. That's the reason why it's Tom and Mekom, we have to come back. You have to come back to the place. This is called the Kiva Kama Hoda. This is a mistake, a typo. Why? Hosafa means in Talmud. Tosafot didn't quote it. V'teida, I'll prove it to you, the Rashash. The Imlokein. Lom le tchuk yivim ma'idi Tosafot Rabbi Yochanan. Kei v'dam ma'afi le'yayin yotzim. Yeah, that's no kasha. V'zev v'adai shalosh shosu kolecha v'yechot shir aton broccoli afro. Everybody drank a little bit of the wine from Kiddush. V'yim ken ha'vim kitvarim shen etun and broccoli achayim and v'koman. V'chein yiplu kol ha'kush v'shikshu v'atosus alo. Ela bora v'yen ad lo kasin ez ha'be perush. Oh, so of course one can turn the table the other way and say, oh, adarab. Tehra dams to the Rashbam, that will answer all the kashas. Think of it, that's not what the Rashbam himself answered, though. The Rashbam himself answered that based on what he said over here, what the man said over there, that there's no distinction. Lo chilek. Lo chilek. But here we can maybe just take a pilpul as follows. It's called derech ha-pilpul. You know why lo chilek? You know how Rabbi Yochanan lo chilek? Because Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the case of Pachos Mikashir. So Pachos Mikashir of Yayin is exactly the same as what? As an apple. I'm just adding the Kaldera HaPilpul. But putting all the, everything together, all the considerations over here. So Rashbam doesn't give this term. Rashbam gave a different term. What's his different term? If Yochanan lo chilek, me'at a kliya. What do you mean Yochanan lo chilek? What do you mean lo mafli? But maybe he would be mechalek. Oh, no. But he's talking about Kiddush, and Kiddush there wasn't less than a shir. Less than a shir, so he was not mechalek. That's the word. That's what I wanted to suggest out there on Hapilpul a little bit. So what does the Rashash himself say? No, a different world completely. Like me?
If you have less than a
size
of pasos, it's like
peros. Oh, less than a peros, right. That would be like me against the Rashash. That's right, correct. The Al Parachim says the Rashash. Hatam b'dvarim atunim v'chulik humishim chashivusam. Then came out the lakush of the Rashmasho, the Rav Chisda and the Chinami, the Nzorach, Baruch Lama Freya, came into the Kiva, Kama, Hodar. Lukumo, the Svila, the Tanakama, the Rav Yudah, the Rav Chisda, the Svila, the Kama, say. Okay, what was the Rashmasho's Kasha? Let's get it exactly. Kubala from the base, The Mashor has to follow the Kasha. Kind of aim about it too. L'choro my kusha, the hocha b'chaz who came in the tune of brach la mafreya k'shein chos v'in hab le gemar suda b'birchas amazim who boy nami brach la chatchila abel kusha lo chaz ru he efshan on the varach shem birchas amazim the tune of brach la mafreya b'mkoma kusha rotu lechol shah and then the varach la chatchila came in shlo baruch b'birchas amazim adan adim asudasim. The kind of aim says no kasha also. I call upon him, that's a secondary issue. So I wanted to say perhaps not like the Rashash. And Noam correctly points out that the Mishnah Berurah goes linked to the Magen Avraham, that you have past less than desires, that you have to, it's considered like Peretz. Nu is against the Rashash. Peretz says no, the Rashbam would make such a distinction, would be a good distinction. I said that's the case, it's a gewaldige Peretz to the Kash against Rabbi Yochanan. Because he said that the Kiddush difference of the Rashash said that there's no difference between Shir and less than Shir. The beasts are different and all choices of Kashas will fall off. I said, Malata! All choices of Kashas will fall off. What could be better?